Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Do you need my name, my phone number, or?
Yes, your business phone number, so I could pull up your account. How can I help?
The phone number is 678.
Yes.
372122.
And your first and last name?
Christopher Vieira.
And your business name?
Biz Windows. Indoor.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, how can I help, Christopher?
Well, you guys called me early. I think it's something that I need to go on the computer, which is where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely correct. You want to get to give us access to your Google business profile, and we also need a working Facebook URL, like personal profile URL, so we can add you as an admin to your Facebook page. Okay?
All right.
All right. Do you know how to access your Google business profile? The one in the map section?
Just a minute. Just a second.
Okay.
Just a minute.
It's okay. Not a problem.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello. Hello?
Yes?
So, I'm on Google right now.
And you have your Google business profile opened? Is it your Google business profile? Okay. Can you, if you open up your Google page, I mean your Google Chrome browser, can you type in business.google.com? Again, that's business.google.com. And then /locations, locations with an S.
So,
did you go to the link business.google.com/location?
Business.
Yes.
Google.com.
And then /.
Mm-hmm.
Locations. That's locations with an S.
Thank you. I think I got in.
Okay. Now, do you see your business? Does it say, or like, is there a statement that says your business on Google?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's good. You're on the right page. I want you to take a look at that statement. All the way to the right-hand side of it, you're going to see there are three dots vertically aligned. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want you to click on it, and there's a drop-down.
Okay.
Now, one of the options on the drop-down would say business profile settings. So click on that.
Okay.
Click on business profile settings. The first one.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's a pop-up and then another option, or like there are a couple options, but I want you to click on managers.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you click on managers, there's an option for you to add, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now all you have to do, because it's going to ask for a name or an email, right?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to type in these numbers. So just type in 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200. Again, that's 552-554-6200.
Okay.
And a pop-up would appear. You got it correct. Perfect. Click on the pop-up for local splash listings. Make sure that the role is set as manager, then you go ahead and send the invite.
Did it work?
All right, for sure, no problem. I can check. Now, while we're waiting for, you know, for a confirmation on that, let's go to your Facebook page. Can you open up your personal Facebook?
I see that on the business part. I see there's like something that's saying you need to conclude the verification. Does that affect anything?
Oh, for the verification, we will leave it to our Google specialist. They would actually be able to confirm if there's anything that we need to do about your Google business profile still. But
Now that I'm about it, I remember that a guy, I don't know if he called from Google, said we had to do film something, like film parts of the house.
Oh, like a video verification, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Again, once our Google team accepts the invite, because currently I see the invite, so they will be accepting it soon. Once they take a look into your Google business profile and it requires the video verification, we will let you know.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. We'll give you an update. They just have to accept it and take a look what's lacking, what it is that needed, you know, that is needed to be done, and then we'll reach out to you, or like they will reach out to you probably via email.
Oh.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Now let's go ahead and get onto the Facebook page because we have a Facebook page up and running. We need to give you access. Can you pull up your personal Facebook?
Okay.
Okay. Are you still going to be using a computer on this one?
Yep.
Correct? You're going to be using a computer?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, for Facebook, I want you to take a look. I mean, go to your profile, like where you see all your posts. Like your own page, not the page where you see everybody's post, but your own page where you see your posts exclusively. So go to that profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now at the top on the address bar, right, you know, where you usually type in google.com, facebook.com, you are going to see there a link, correct? That would say, that would actually show you, like, for example, Facebook, www.facebook.com/, correct? And then there's mm-hmm. a set of, like, probably letters or numbers or maybe your name. Can you give me what comes next to the forward slash?
CHRISPOTHER dot mm-hmm. Victor
Victor Iira.
Okay, I'm sorry. Victor I E I.
R A.
R A. Oh, can you spell that as V I E I R E? Is that E for eagle?
Oh, so it's V as in Victor, I as in igloo, E I R A.
A for apple is the last?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is there anything else after A?
Dot 1332 slash.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, that's V-I, Christopher, like Christopher, your name. The spelling of Christopher.
Yeah.
V-I-E-R-A.
Oh, so it's Christopher dot and then V-I-E-I-R-A dot one, dot 332 slash.
There's no one, just dot 332, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Slash.
All right. Are you, who was this 46 again? I forgot his name. Like the cover photo is like a motorcycle, like a big bike or something.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Take care.
This is so cool. Like, I mean, we got one too, but not this good. Not this good of a bike.
Oh.
And I think I remember, like, number 46 is like a number four, like, I would say a famous, like, right?
Oh, Valentino Rossi.
Yeah, Valentino Rossi. That was his name. Okay. I got some keychains with the number 46 because it's his logo. I forgot his name. Yeah, but it's not mine. I mean, I just got it. I just got it from, you know, from a friend or something.
Oh, no, but riding, that's the important part.
Of course. Definitely. Definitely, you know.
What the bike, not exactly the bike itself, but just having the bike, that's the most important part.
Certainly. Certainly. You can never be a rider if you don't have a bike. And
exactly.
you can never be called a rider if you don't know how to ride a bike.
But
this is so cool. I mean, so, so cool. Okay. But this confirms I got the correct page. We are going to be sending you an invite, by the way, to add you as an admin to your Facebook page. Now, you will be getting this invite to the email address that you have associated to this Facebook. All you have to do is to accept it. Now, once you accept it, then you would then be able to, like, I would say go ahead and access your Facebook page. Okay?
What's the email my Facebook has?
Oh, no, I mean, it's the email that you set your Facebook. When you created your Facebook, remember the email you used?
I think that's the problem. One of the problems that I have is that the email that I did for this, I do not have access to it. Actually,
but you can still access this page.
Yeah, the Facebook
okay.
I can still, because I remember the password, but my old email, I don't have access to it.
Okay, not a problem. This is what we're going to do then. I'll send you the link to your Facebook page. Okay. Now all you have to do is to constantly check on the link, like open it up, make sure you're logged into your Facebook, because once our team has added you, there will be an option to the Facebook page for you to actually accept the request. No need to check on the email.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I'll just send you your link to your Facebook. Again, open it up from time to time. Anyway, we will send you an email or probably like a notification that you've been added as an admin, so you would know when to open it, but just to make sure, open it up from time to time, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, from there, you would be able to accept the invite.
Okay? This one.
All right. So again, just to sum it all up, we got access to your Google business profile. If there's a need for us to do some video verification or for you to do some video verification, we will let you know by sending you an email. And then also at the same time, for Facebook, we got a personal Facebook URL that we can be, you know, we can go ahead and add into your Facebook page. Now, since you don't have access to the email, I'll send you the link to your Facebook page so you can just open the page and then accept it from there.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Yep.
Okay, any questions you got or anything that confuses you maybe? Maybe I'm just too fast or I'm not able to explain well.
So this part of the Facebook, how does it work again?
Yes. Now, for Facebook, we have created your Facebook page, and we are running ads that is included in the package that you paid for. It's important that we give you access because, who knows, customers might have been messaging you through the page, and it's only you who can actually respond to it. That's why we want to give you access.
Oh,
okay?
Right.
Yeah.
What
so,
is, mm-hmm. let me try to get my dad's Facebook. Because I don't really access Facebook, to be honest.
Oh.
So I'm going to see if I can get his Facebook information.
Okay, not a problem. All you have to do is to just do the same thing that we did right now and then copy the link, you know, the one that I asked for you from you earlier. Copy it and then send it to us either email or text, and then we'll add him as an admin.
Okay, let me just see if I can inside this Facebook. Just see how this would work. Let me try one thing.
Sure.
Just this hotel or
okay, can you give me a quick second, too? I'll just go ahead and check on something. I'll get back to you right away, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Mm-hmm.
ele Glória, é o seguinte, está muito parado.
Hello?
Hello. So, I was able to see
you. Oh, awesome. So, do you have the URL now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Can I have it?
It says profile.
Mm-hmm. .php?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then?
!ID.
Or is it a question mark?
Question mark, yep.
Okay, and then ID?
Equals 1000.
That's three zeros?
Uh-huh. 15.
Okay.
79.
Mm-hmm.
37. 12. 216.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me pull it off. This is for Eduardo Vieira.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a profile picture and a cover photo. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
All right. Cool. So, just to make sure, we are going to, add both of your Facebook URLs. And then, again, please check the email, and at the same time, I'll send you the link to your Facebook page. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can help you out with?
Just that.
Okay.
So the email you're gonna send it to what? Which email?
Oh, for sure. We do have here the email address for you on file. This is bizwindows52@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. So all good for now. Anything else I can help you out with?
Just that. So in regards to that video that they were requesting, you guys are going to take a look at it to confirm, right?
Yes, we're going to take a look into your Google Business Profile first, if it still needs the video verification, because I do see it live up and running, so we would have to check with our Google team if you still need it. If you still need it, we will send you email instructions and what you need to take a video. We'll send you very detailed information about it. If not, then we're just going to go ahead and proceed with optimization.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question. I know
for
that
sure.
There was a guy that I talked to yesterday that he was going to do online, not online, but some stuff on Facebook for us, Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering is how do I, because I added him to some stuff in my Facebook. How do I remove him from it?
Oh, okay. Your Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't given you access yet. So, do you have another Facebook page maybe?
Oh, no, it's not. It's a different company. It's not your company.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do have access to it, I'm just going to go ahead and send you the steps in how you can add as an admin. How's that?
Oh,
I'll send you the steps. I mean, not adding it, because that is how you can remove it too.
That is how you can get
to the page for you to remove it. So instead of adding, there is an option for you to remove. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, it's just a step to show you where to find it. Just disregard the next steps after finding that section for you to remove or add. And then from there, you can either add or remove. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. I'll just send it to you right now. And, yep, this should be good. Anything else?
Okay. No, just that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And have a wonderful rest of your day, Christopher.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Whoa.